We should have known what we call pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. So we learn this after the vaccines are released, and everything we've learned gives everybody a sense of nausea. And let me fill you in with some of these citations. Fertig and colleagues figures out how to measure the messenger RNA. It goes up in the bloodstream and stays up for 2 weeks. That's when they stopped. We don't know when it goes down, but it's circulatory for 2 weeks. Foreign messenger RNA in the body, presumably on lipid nanoparticles, are now in exosomes. Another piece of information.
That's problematic because we're told it's just located in the arm. It's short-lived and it dissipates.
Right.
The body's kicking. This is over.
Right.
It's running all through your body.
It's running through your body at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They, Roentgen, Stanford, they're getting lymph node biopsies for other reasons, but they learn how to stain for the messenger RNA. It's in lymph nodes for 2 months. For 2 months. Now JAMA, Hanna and colleagues, breast milk. It's found messenger RNA in breast milk. And that broke. And someone pulled a Reuters press release a year earlier, says, oh, don't worry, it doesn't come out in breast milk. And there it is.
Wow.
In breast milk. So if it's circulatory in blood and it's in breast milk, and even in the Hanna paper, they simply say, listen, it's everywhere. It's in oral secretions. It's in urogenital secretions. It's in sweat.
Yeah.
It's in breast milk. We don't know when this clears out of the body. Remember, the genetics are the code to produce the spike protein. The person who knows the most about the spike protein and where it is in the body and how long it lasts is Bruce Patterson at Incell DX, former pathologist at Northwestern and Stanford. Bruce has reviewed the data, published the best he can. As far as he can tell, it doesn't get out of the body. The spike protein doesn't. We're still waiting for someone to take a vaccine and be shown to be clear of messenger RNA and clear of spike protein. So far, that has not been demonstrated in the scientific literature.